What is your name and what is your role at the Special Olympics?
My name is Tronder and I am a national director of Special Olympics Faroe Islands.
Name Astrid.
This is Astrid. She is an athlete. Who's that? Isn't you? It doesn't. Tim Dusha. Tim Dusha. Atosa. Joanna too. And what's your name?
Joanna.
And what do you do?
Bacha.
She's an athlete in Bacha.
Okay. Who do you support or coach?
I am not a coach, but I am organizing the trip and everything around Special Olympics in the Faroe Islands. You're an athlete.
Huh? I am Bacha.
Bacha athlete. And Astrid is also a Bacha athlete.
Okay. How long have you been involved in the Special Olympics?
I have been involved since 2001. So for 25 years. No, 2003. So for 23 years. Joanna?
I was the first one.
In
2015.
Since 2015? Mm-hmm. Astrid? What was the other first? Never to fish the fair. She has been involved since 2013.
What does this work mean to you personally?
Oh, this is the best. This is the best job in the world. And I get to meet a lot of people and to visit many countries. So it's and get interviewed by very good interviewers. So this is very good. Okay. It's very good personally for Joanna and also for Astrid.
How do you support the athletes in the daily life and in sports?
We try to arrange trainings, and we, for me, it's mostly organizing trainings and getting coaches and recruitment and having the equipment and clothes and everything. So yeah.
What kind of development do you see in the participants?
Sorry, what's more?
What kind of development do you see in the participants?
I see that they develop very well, especially when they go to competitions in other countries. They grow and they get better and better in everything. Life and sports.
What makes the Special Olympics special?
Special Olympics is special because it's for everybody. Everybody can participate on their own level and be the best version of themselves.
What challenges do you face in your work?
Sometimes it can be difficult to get coaches, but I don't see many challenges it's mostly good challenges. It's good things. So yeah, maybe getting more coaches is the biggest challenge.
What has been particularly touching moment for you?
That was the first time I participated in Special Olympics World Games in 2003 in Ireland. That was a very big moment for me, personally.
What do you wish for the future in the Special Olympics?
I wish that it grows and we get more athletes, more competitions, and it gets recognized even more throughout the world.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
Thank you.